Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, welcome in. It's another Panther Rants podcast. Juan Harris here. Coming to you live from some sort of fitness center outside of Mount Lebanon somewhere. It's right around here, and I see some ladies and some tights walking around here, and hey, cool. But otherwise, I'm here from Houston. I'm, you know, coming from Houston. Obviously, visiting the family, got the kids up, all that stuff. Obviously, my significant other loves to work out, so she was looking for some classes here. I guess she's a Zumba fanatic. But the thing is, Zumba is a lot more common in Houston than up in Pittsburgh, just from what we looked at. And not to mention Zumba, just about almost anybody on the block can have a Zumba class. That's just kind of how it is down there. It's, you know, it's Latin music, and of course Houston has a gigantic, bigger Latin population. So there you have it. Up here, it's a little different. But she found a hip hop dance class, and she was excited about it. But she gave me the location of the place, and it was Mount Lebanon, and I'm like, We pull up and she saw, you know, a bunch of white girls, and she said, I'm about to be the only black person in this class, aren't I? And I said, yeah, probably. And I kind of laughed a little bit, but they're obviously, from what I've gathered, they're excited that she's in this class. I'm thinking about Lebanon's more of a democratic type of, more of a liberal type of, you know, neighborhood. So, you know, maybe they're welcoming her with open arms. Who knows? She's, you know, like a celebrity, I guess. But, basically, we were here. We were supposed to be here, actually, Sunday. We left Saturday. And 8 miles past Lake Charles, Louisiana, I noticed in my car, and I have, you know, two car payments left. It stopped accelerating. And what made it bad was I was on freaking flat land at that point trying to accelerate. And I'm sitting there, I give it some more gas. Not, next thing you know, my RPMs are going up to 6,000. And my speed limit's going down. I mean, I was down to 40 miles an hour and I had to get over in the right-hand lane. And I told her, I was like, yeah, I think my transmission's going down. And she's like, how do you know? I was like, my speed limit keeps decreasing. I'm not accelerating. And my RPMs are shooting up to 6,000. Because I've driven on a bad transmission before. And I'm telling you what, that's a friggin' horrible thing. You know, my Chevy Blazer back in the day, its transmission went, it didn't make it 100,000 miles. And I remember that thing, I couldn't get that thing up to 40 miles an hour before the transmission started, before 40 RPMs, kicked. And, but this Nissan, it didn't make it 8,000 miles and it died. I mean, so I had to trade my car in and I got a new car. And so, obviously, the kids were looking forward to this trip. So, I could have easily said, no, we're not doing this. But at the end of the day, for your kids, you find ways. And so, as soon as I got the car, we drove up to, we got to Memphis. And we stayed there the night. And I could tell, with Memphis, I could see not really being a fit for, any type of Power 5 conferences, because, good Lord, you know, other than going over to Mississippi, I mean, there wasn't Memphis that much to write home about. Tennessee actually is a nice city. I mean, if you take some of the redneckery aside, I mean, Nathan Bedford Forest has his own national park. Air Park or Wild Forest, one of the two, dedicated to him. And if you remember, the guy founded the KKK, and I really need to, you know, obviously it kind of strikes me a little bit. Not triggers me, but I have to do some research on this to see how this guy has his own park dedicated to him. I mean, I get it's the South. They have freaking Confederate statues and shit. So I got to look that up. But Tennessee's a, you know, beautiful, beautiful town. I mean, Nashville's really nice. We drove through Nashville. Louisville, you know, we drove through Kentucky. And, of course, there was the whole Bourbon Trail. You know, there was the Maker's Mark exit, the Jim Beam, the Jack Daniels exit. And, of course, we went through Cincinnati. And, you know, I've never really been to Cincinnati. And then, you know, Cincinnati's a beautiful city. I mean, I went through it. I mean, good Lord. I mean, it struck me really, really. It's really nice. Really nice city. I mean, just for the looks of it. Kids obviously love downtown. And, you know, they had a blast. So they're here and they're enjoying Pittsburgh right now. And I am too, obviously. You know, it's good to be back. Good to want to check out a lot of things still. And hopefully I get to do it. But we'll dig into some things here. Obviously, the first thing is, you know, Brad Wanamaker, I guess, as you all know, he got a contract with the Celtics. He's, you know, he signed, and obviously he could have made some more money overseas, but he's going to take less money and go pro. And, you know, obviously, me personally, maybe because I'm not an NBA, a pro basketball player, personally, I would just, I'd give two flying fucks about the NBA, playing NBA. I'd just take the overseas money, but at the end, but I'm not a pro player, so obviously I can't really, you know, be an expert on this. Can't judge the guy. I mean, when you grow up as a kid, you want to play the NBA. That's what you dream about. So he's got this opportunity. So he's going to do it. And I can't blame him for it. You know, at least you can say he played in the pros. I mean, it doesn't surprise me he got a chance. Because if you watched him in college, Wanamaker was actually a really good player. It just, to me, it seemed like he left a lot of points on the floor. I always thought there was times where he could have took control of games and been that guy. And he seemed too passive at the times. And maybe it's because that's how Jamie's offense was. And, you know, that's how, you know, it was designed. But maybe that's just how he was. I mean, it's hard to say, but he was a really solid player for Pitt. So it doesn't surprise me he's getting his opportunity to go pro. But as far as the NBA goes, free agency hit, and you know the Warriors obviously got richer getting Cousins, but he's gonna be hurt. He's hurt for most of the year, and it's hard to say how he's gonna be how things are gonna be with him there, because the Pelicans got a lot better when he was hurt, because a lot of people said that he could be a locker room killer sometimes, and But, you know, as far as LeBron goes, you know, he's not really getting much help, I guess. I mean, he's got almost a similar team from what we had in Cleveland. Although, yeah, there's some more players. I mean, LeVar Ball is the Ball kid, I guess I should say, because I don't know his freaking name. There's LiAngelo was one of them. LaMelo, or I guess is that LaMelo Ball, one of the two. It's one of the freaking ball kids. I forget. Excuse me, guys. My brain is like fried right now. But he's got him. He's got Kuzma. So he's got those two. They let Randall go, which kind of struck me a little bit, because he's actually still a good player. So I don't get, you know, why they got rid of him. I guess they were trying to get Cousins, and that obviously didn't help, as he went to it. But supposedly, as far as the Rockets go, I mean, they got Chris Paul back, but they're supposedly going to lose Clint Capella. If they haven't already, depends what Twitter says, but although although Capella may sign with the Rockets, it depends. But I think the Lakers thing for LeBron will be a 2-year. I guess Magic says it's gonna be a 2-year project. So Anthony Davis is gonna be a free agent probably after this year. So he may end up there as well. So I mean, the West keeps shifting. Everything keeps shifting. Shifting West. And pretty much the East. You can't really rule out the East yet. I mean, you got the Celtics still. They have a really good team, and they're obviously going to be challenged. They're going to challenge. So we'll see what happens. Now let's dig into one other thing. We got something Pitt related. LeSean McCoy is in some more hot water again. And if you all knew, he got into some stuff. Obviously, the girl he was dating at the time, if I'm getting it right. She posted a picture on Instagram of her pretty much, well, let's just say she got beat pretty bad. And I guess she accused LeSean McCoy of it, and LeSean supposedly beat his dog and everything else. I'm not really what to make of what's going on. All I can say is you have to wait till wait till it comes out. Because we don't know what happened. And this is the thing about LeSean McCoy is he was great at Pitt, but it just seems like ever since he's got to the pros, he just can't keep himself out of stuff like this. I mean, it wasn't too long ago the guy was I guess he was in some stuff with the police. Supposedly attacked some policemen, but he was clear of the charges. And of course, like Chris Carter said, you always gotta fall guys who are gonna do your dirty work. And I don't know, this whole fall guy stuff would take this a little far, because supposedly there was a break-in, and I guess the guys that demanded this stuff is things McCoy wanted from her, or he demanded, supposedly. So McCoy obviously has hired a really good lawyer, and he's handled other cases. He handled Ben Roethlisberger. So obviously he's gonna have to, state his case whether he has anything to do with this or not. I mean, if he physically would have done this, he pretty much played his last down in the NFL. There's no way in hell he gets back in the league. He's done. And you can pretty much kiss the Hall of Fame goodbye and everything else. And of course, as Pitt fans, what do we, obviously in this situation, we really don't celebrate the guy anymore because of the crap he did. But if he supposedly hired guys to do this, good Lord, man, really? It's one thing to follow guys, but this would be taking it to a whole other level. I mean, sending guys to break in and beat the crap out of this woman. I mean, it just really wouldn't make any sense to do something like that. I mean, here's the thing, guys. I mean, we all know this when it comes to breakups. Sometimes in breakups, almost all the time, if your girl has got something of yours, a lot of times you can ask for it back, but if she doesn't give it back, you're better off just cutting your losses and just leaving it go. Just leave it be. If she has it, if she's got your freaking hoodie or your video game or whatever, and she ain't gonna give it back to you for whatever reason, if it's just or if it's some stuff you bought for her for anything else, but if they're gifts you bought for her and you want them back, you can't. You're not gonna always get them back. You gave them to her. You bought them for her. They're hers. So you just gotta leave it go. I mean, if he was trying to evict her, like what I was reading, because I haven't totally read all this. If he was trying to evict her from that apartment, I'm not sure what he was trying to do. If you're trying to evict somebody from an apartment, I mean, you don't beat the crap out of them to get them to leave. So, a lot of times if you're getting evicted from an apartment, your landlord probably will send somebody to get you out of there. Usually, an officer or some sort. But that's like a Mario Williams when he went to play for Buffalo. And I guess the girl he was engaged to, I guess they split up, and he wanted the engagement ring back. And that's the thing is you bought that ring for her. She doesn't have to give it back. Although in Texas, there's some rule or some sort where you have to give it back. I forget what it is. But from me personally, I just want to let her have it. I mean, who the fuck wants? I mean, excuse my language. I mean, who wants that back? Especially an engagement ring. Who wants if I'm a celebrity, sure, I would leave it go because you got money to burn. I'm sure if it's me and if I'm making $60,000 a year and I buy a big ass engagement ring, yeah, I'm probably gonna want it back because I want the money back, or at least I can try to sell the ring. And give it to somebody else. I mean, there's ways around it. But who knows? But, it just... With McCoy, we gotta just let the facts play out. I mean, if he had something to do with this, regardless, in some way, shape, or form, it's not good for him. I mean, he's gonna be suspended for a few games, and, who knows what's going to go on with this. He may not even get suspended. His career might be over regardless if he did it or had some guys do it or not. So he's going to have to, I guess that's why you hire good legal counseling at this point to go through all this. So I would just let the facts play on this one. Although people have already, I guess they're already tweeting his photos and everything else. So I would just let it go. And just leave it be and let more facts play out, and that's that. I mean, I'm not making excuses for the guy. I mean, we don't know exactly what happened yet. So, I just hope this guy, the guy's turning 30. I mean, if he didn't have anything to do with this, regardless, if he's totally clean of this, he might want to just take a long look at him, at his career now, and if there's people around him, and if they're problematic, you gotta get rid of that stuff. I mean, especially when you turn 30, because it's gonna kill his career. I mean, he just can't seem to avoid this type of stuff, this type of controversies. So, if he's totally clean, and if still he has to look at what he's stuff he's dealing with, the people he surround himself with. But if he did hire some people, then he's pretty much gonna have to, it's something he's got to live with, and it's gonna probably kill his career. And then if he wants to be in the Hall of Fame, gonna kill that too. It's gonna kill a lot of stuff, because a lot of people look up to this guy, especially Pitt fans as well. We love the guy, we celebrate him. And if we find out he has something to do with this, this is bad for us, because we celebrate the guy. I mean, hell, we celebrate 13-9. He was a big part of that game. So what does that do for us? We can't really celebrate that as much anymore, because the guy who played in it, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to stop rambling about this. Oh, well, guys, you know what? We're going 20 minutes. Have a good, enjoy the rest of the week. Hail to Pitt. And I'm going to enjoy Pittsburgh. Enjoy the month as well. Obviously, one thing I forgot to mention is Pitt did hire a new baseball coach. And, you know, I was about to kill this, but looks like I'm going to talk about this for a second. Well, Heather Like, obviously, she hired Mike Bell. He was associate head coach at Florida State. So Heather, obviously, she knows what she's doing, and she's losing the softball coach who was the one away from getting us in the NCAA tournament again. And so I'm not done with what she's doing. I mean, she's targeting some really good people. So I'm loving this. So yeah, again, guys, enjoy the whole thing. Hail to Pitt. Bye.